Hey everyone, Novalane here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. You know that feeling when you're chilling on your couch about to finally unwind after a long day, but then bam, your phone starts whispering sweet nothings in your ear. It's like, just one quick scroll, babe, you deserve it. But let me tell you, that scroll can easily turn into an hour-long rabbit hole of doom scrolling, and before you know it, you're staring at a screen with the same glazed over look as someone who just watched the entire internet implode. That's what we're tackling today, building resilience against that constant urge to scroll. Because let's face it, our phones have become these addictive little devils, constantly vying for our attention. It's like they've tapped into some ancient primal urge in us, a need to constantly be connected, even when the only connection we're fostering is with a meme or a reality TV star who's probably just as lost as we are. But fear not, my friends. You are not powerless against this digital siren song. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity from the clutches of those endless scroll sessions. First up, awareness is power. The first step to breaking any addiction, be it to sugar, shopping, or social media, is recognizing you have a problem. You know that feeling when you're on your phone and suddenly realize you've been staring at a screen for an hour straight? It's like waking up from a trance. That's your awareness kicking in. But don't just passively observe, actively track how much time you spend on your phone, what apps suck you in the most, and when those cravings hit hardest. Knowing your enemy is half the battle, right? Second, set boundaries like a boss. Think of your phone like that friend who always shows up uninvited and overstays their welcome. It's time to set some firm boundaries. Schedule specific times for checking emails, social media, or games. Treat those times like appointments you can't miss and stick to them like glue. And remember, it's okay to say no to notifications outside those designated hours. You don't need a ping every time someone posts a picture of their lunch, trust me, your life will be infinitely better without that knowledge. Third, replace the scroll with something awesome. This is where you get creative. Fill those scroll voids with activities that actually nourish your soul and bring you joy. Take a walk in nature, read a book, learn a new skill, or spend quality time with loved ones. Remember, life is happening outside that screen, go explore it. Fourth, mindfulness magic. Ever felt like you're living on autopilot, mindlessly scrolling through your feed? That's when mindfulness comes in handy. Take a moment to truly be present in the current moment. Feel your breath, notice your surroundings, and savor those small joys that often get overlooked in our digital world. Fifth, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be times when you slip up, feel overwhelmed, or just crave that dopamine hit from scrolling. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection. Alright, let's talk real life for a minute. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, the conversation is flowing, everyone's laughing, it's a truly enjoyable moment. But then, out comes the phone, someone starts scrolling through their feed, and the energy in the room instantly shifts. Suddenly, there are awkward silences, lost connections, and a sense of missing out on that real-life interaction. Sound familiar? That's what happens when we let our phones hijack our attention. It's like inviting that freeloader into your party who steals all the spotlight and leaves everyone feeling drained. Remember, life is meant to be lived in a moment, so put down the phone and engage with the people around you, and savor those genuine connections. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience against the urge to scroll. Remember, you are in control of your digital destiny. Be mindful, set boundaries, replace the scroll with awesome activities, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful in resisting the pull of your phone? Share your tips, stories, and triumphs in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain, because together, we're taking back our lives one scroll-free moment at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.